Welcome back, and we are here now with the Upper Marion Township Farmers Market Advisory Board, and I will have them introduce themselves, and then they can do their presentation. So thank you for being here this evening.
Beth Davis, Chair of the Upper Marion Farmers Market Advisory Board.
Brian Stell, Staff Liaison to the Advisory Board.
Eric Hune, I'm on the board.
Susan Saracini, Vice Chair.
Lauren Dare.
On the board.
Secretary.
All right, just go for it.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for coming. We're going to talk about the farmers market. This way? Okay. So this is our mission statement. It remains unchanged. We still aim to provide, you know, support our local economy by providing opportunities to our local producers, provide fresh fruits, vegetables, etc. to our residents, enrich the quality of life in Upper Marion through supporting an environment for community gatherings, education, and interaction between residents and farmers, and support sustainable agriculture in Pennsylvania. So this is our organizational structure. Minimal changes since last year. We do have a young adult member, Safina, who recently joined us. All right, so this is a lot of words on a slide. I asked Jasmine for some recap of what we did, and I get it. She was excited, and she gave me a lot of information. I actually cut down on what she shared on the slide, because there's so much at each of these events. And so opening day last year was also our Strawberry Fest. That's something we are doing again this year. I was not able to attend it last year, but I heard it went really, really well. It was very popular. The vendors did really well. I know they had a lot of fresh strawberries. They had all kinds of food trucks and all kinds of activities, paint your own flower pots. And I heard it was just a really, really nice event. Block party was, I think we were expecting a thunderstorm, so we weren't sure how it was going to go, but it actually ended up being a really great event. I think I accidentally deleted, but that was the one that we had Stitch come to, Lilo and Stitch, and that was very popular with kids and adults. So everyone really liked that. And then we had Chili Cook-Off in September. This actually was a record-breaking ticket sales year. So we had 100 tickets that included free Bald Birds beer. Those all went, and then they had to continue selling tickets through the end of the contest that did not include the beer. So we sold well over 100 tickets.
That's because we gave the people more chili than they were supposed to get in those little cups.
That could be true.
That's right. They're poor super
Super service.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best part of the chili cook-off.
It's the best part of our job.
I wasn't serving, I was eating.
This was despite it being in September, which it was very hot, and I didn't think people were going to want to eat chili when it was like 80 degrees out, but people did. Then we also had our October Friday night market. This was like our Halloween celebration. That was a lot of fun, very, you know, fall themed, a costume contest, the Sanderson sisters. That was a really, really great event. And it's worth noting that the vendors did really well at that event. Some of them even sold out of their products within the first hour. And a lot of people have asked Jasmine to come back and do this event for this season. It was also the first year that we did the Thanksgiving market. So this event was it was a popular event, but it was interesting because I think a lot of people traveling at that time, and it's a very busy time of year. So it was a little bit of a slower foot traffic than we had expected, but the things that we had there were very popular. And a lot of people actually did utilize the pre-order. So a lot of our vendors offered pre-orders. People could plan ahead for what they wanted to order for Thanksgiving, and they did utilize that. I know two vendors had to cap their orders because they were selling out. And then Winter Wonderland, again, we had pretty extreme cold this year. I think it was like below 20 degrees. So despite that, it was really impressive that we still got, you know, decent amount of people coming out to celebrate. I know we really had all kinds of decorations and Santa coming on the fire truck, and the kids loved that, and all kinds of food trucks and ugly sweater contests. So yeah, it was still a great event despite the cold. All right, so here's just some pictures from our market this year. I think those were made by Eric. I think they're award-winning. yeah, it was a really great season. All right, so moving on, you know, some of the ways that we continue to strengthen and build our connections with the community are, you know, we worked closely with the community cupboard throughout the year, especially in the beginning of the year. We had them come quite a bit. We do have a continued partnership with the BID. They are one of our sponsors for the next season. We did host Meals on Wheels during Chili Cook-Off, and they had some raffles to help raise some money. And we also provide volunteer opportunities with the Junior Optimist Club and National Honor Society members of the middle school. So really appreciate them coming out and supporting the market. They really are a huge help. So then some things that we continue to do to build more connections are Penn State Extension. This is something they offer a lot of different things that are resources for markets in Pennsylvania. I join the calls. They have monthly market manager forums, and then they also have a conference series. It's all virtual, so it's easy to jump on a call when I need to, and they do provide a lot of helpful insight and information. Montgomery County Food Policy Council, so that's something I also am a part of. And they have been doing a lot to step up and support farmers markets in Montgomery County. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then also just building more connections with other farmers markets in Montgomery County. And that's something that the Food Policy Council has helped facilitate. And I know there are a few that, you know, we've grown some closer relationships with. So this slide is about some emerging issues. It's more at the local level. It's honestly mostly an unchanged slide from last year. And I say that because these issues just continue to persist, and there's not really one answer. This is something where, as things evolve, we have to keep changing and keeping up with these things. So, of course, climate change and sustainability. You know, this is a topic that comes up a lot at, for example, the Penn State Extension Forum. You know, how can we ensure the safety and health of everyone involved in the market, especially when we've just got unpredictable weather, extreme heat, things like that? And how can we make sure our vendors, you know, comply with our sustainability initiatives in the township as well? And then community education, I think this is something we talk about quite a bit. And especially in trying to just get people to be more engaged with the market and to, you know, come and shop at the market. So that's something that we're always talking about and always thinking how we can, you know, improve upon that, as well as, you know, building connections between our community members and the producers, because I think, you know, that's part of our mission statement, and that's really important. So, emerging issues and a broader landscape, again, this remains also mostly unchanged from last year. So, still dealing with, you know, local farmers, trying to find local farmers. Actually, at the Montgomery County Food Policy Council meeting, this was about a month ago, I joined and I did ask, you know, what are you doing to help support farmers in Montgomery County and help connect them with farmers markets? Because believe it or not, that's one of the biggest challenges. And that's not just us, that's impacting farmers markets all throughout Pennsylvania, truly, and especially Montgomery County. The land in Montgomery County is very expensive, and getting, you know, young farmers up and running, and even keeping farmers who are well established, you know, if they don't own their land, it can be a real challenge. And then with climate change and various, you know, diseases impacting the crops, tariffs, loss of subsidies, revenue sources, all these things are impacting that landscape. Organic certification continues to be extremely expensive. And it's important to note that we are an essential outlet for local small businesses, you know, in Upper Marion. It's difficult to get brick and mortar. And in some cases for a small business, this might be their only option, you know, in our community to get out there and to sell their products face to face with the community. These challenges, like I said, they're not unique to Upper Marion. From being part of Penn State Extension and the Monco Policy Council, these are things that I've really learned, and it's nice to work together with them to understand how we can face these challenges together. And actually, Norristown is starting up a farmer's market this year, and we've already established a connection with their market manager, so that's really exciting, and they really want to work with us and be partners, as well as Conshohocken. They actually reached out to us recently to ask, you know, hey, can we talk about how you guys have overcome some challenges and learn from each other? So I also just want to point out again, it is a really critical piece of social infrastructure in our community. So it really is a gathering place for people. And it's temporary, but it is a third space where people can come, hang out. It's not work. It's not home. It's a place to be with other people in the community. All right. So getting into some of our metrics, this is really telling an interesting story, I think. So now we've got 3 years of data that we're collecting. If you remember from our previous seasons when we were located here, we used things like car counting and other things. So we switched over to these metrics 3 years ago, and now we can start to see some trends. And so we look at total number of vendors who have signed up for the season, how many of those vendors are new, and how many of those vendors are returning. And I think, you know, you see new vendors drops off significantly, but you see returning vendors increases significantly. And I think, you know, initially when we started, number one, yeah, we're in a new spot. It was generating some excitement that helped to get some new vendors. But also, I don't know if we were being as thoughtful maybe about which vendors we were selecting to be part of our market. It wasn't as competitive back then. Now it really is. And a lot of things, like we didn't have a bread vendor out of those 46 new vendors. Not one of them was selling bread. Now we've got like four rotating bread vendors. So it's just something where the types of vendors have changed a lot. We have a lot more vendors who have gotten to know our community, who have, you know, made connections with people. People come out just to see certain vendors. So I think that speaks a lot to why that retention number is increasing so much. And then total number of vendors signed up. You know, I think, again, you see some variability over the 3 years, but I think that that's really starting to level out, or it will over the next several years, you know, especially as we kind of get more established in our new location. So again, metrics continued. Our survey this year had an extremely poor response rate. I'm not sure why, but it just didn't have the response rate that it did last year or the year before. But that's something we can think about next year and how we can improve on getting a better survey response rate, how we sent it out, things like that. But the responses that we did receive were very good. Majority of patrons, you know, have been attending with us for 6+ seasons. It might have been why they took the survey. I don't know. Patrons rate the market's vendor quality as being good or excellent. You know, the patrons are mostly driven to come to the market by the vendor list and the fresh produce. They love the atmosphere. And some suggestions for improvement are focusing on the number and variety of vendors, especially produce and coffee. Coffee is one of the things we just have not been able to pin down as a regular vendor. I don't know exactly why, but that's something I know that we've been working on. And improving parking and walking paths and adding more fresh produce options. So I also like to just highlight, you know, some of the vendors that we're going to have for this next season. Ooh. So very exciting, the Johnnery. She is so fantastic. She is getting a Montgomery County Health Department license so that she can serve hot food on site, like biscuits and gravy, crepes, and breakfast sandwiches.
And coffee?
I don't know, but oh, maybe.
She sells out so quickly.
She does. Yeah, you got to get there early if you want any of that stuff. Federal Donuts is coming back. They're going to be at our strawberry and apple. We're having an apple fest. I'll get to that. But yeah, so they're going to be there for both of those. Homestyle is going to be with us for a full season. Junebug is also going to be with us for a full season, and she is going to alternate between sweet and savory. Pieri Farm and Winery is a new produce vendor, and I guess winery, who will be with us this season. Cornucopius Farms, she was with us for part of last season. She has a really big variety of produce and such. She's actually signed up to be a full season vendor, which is great considering that, like, she's not a vendor who hasn't been with us before. She's actually, you know, been with us and decided she liked us enough to come back for a full season. Very exciting, Stony Ridge. We'll be accepting credit cards. So this is our Amish vendor, and he somehow is able to do this now, which is amazing. So I know so many people come and their complaint is, you know, I forgot cash and there's no ATM. That won't be a concern anymore. And we also, like I said, now we have two additional bread vendors. So we've got Flower Power and Brown Bakery joining us, and they'll rotate with our daily bread sourdough. And then the Johnnery also does bread too. And we do have a new coffee vendor for the full season, Worldly Refreshments. So very excited about that. All right, and then here, I just like to also highlight the vendors because a lot of times a farmer's market can be sort of a jumping off point for somebody who's like trying to start their business or trying to grow. And so it's really great when we can see how some of our vendors who rely on our market are using it as a platform to really grow their businesses. So the Johnnery, they've taken on a lot of private clients, catering orders. They're sole producer of pastries for the Bookhouse at Fawnbrook in Westchester. Every guest receives a welcome pastry from them, and they also have been picked up by a distributor that does private labels, and they were nominated for Best Baker on the Main Line from Main Line Today. And I didn't have this in here, but I know their stuff is also at Weaverly Co-op. I bought some of their stuff in Chestnut Hill at the co-op. Spotted Horse Provisions, they sell all kinds of like jams, jellies, sauces. She's fantastic. She was featured on PHL 17 and Fox 29. Roar Sweet Corn, they do the popcorn and the sweet treats. They got a brick and mortar store last year in Skipback. I know that's still there, and they've been nominated in two categories of Montco's Best. And Junebug Sweet Treats and DeRoe Premium Cello were featured on Kelly Drives. And they mentioned Upper Marion Farmers Market in their interviews.
And Cornucopius actually supplies Zaha Restaurant.
Yes.
She's got an amazing, like, produce that you don't normally find. And all kinds of canned products as well.
Yes. Yeah. She's awesome. So looking forward to 2026. So we're really focusing more on our regular markets this year. It is sort of a pared down special events schedule. So we are still going to be same regular hours, Saturdays 10 to 2, May 30th through September 26th. Our special events are going to be, we're still doing the opening day / Strawberry Festival. Then we're gonna have Apple Fest on Saturday, September 26th. We're gonna continue with our October Friday Night Market on October 23rd. And we're gonna have Chili Cook-Off. It's now moving back from September to November. So it will now be that weekend before Thanksgiving in November.
Your calendar, supervisors.
I think it's important to note that we scaled back on some of the events, mainly because there are events we're bringing people out to receive whatever freebies, and they really were not, you know, purchasing from the vendors. So we decided to scale back because we wanted to make sure that, you know, our vendors who are loyal to us, that, that the people are coming to purchase from them and not just to receive a freebie.
Yeah, I think, you know, overall, our mission the last several years has been to drive more business to our vendors and really doing whatever we can to ensure that, you know, and balance that with being a community place. And if we have people coming to shop, it'll just naturally turn into that. And I think it has. And I just want to do special thanks to Board of Supervisors, Dan Russell and the Parks and Rec staff, Dave Dolga and the Norview Farm team, and all of our amazing volunteers, but especially Marianne Ahern, Ben Berger, and Zach. And welcome to our 17th season. It does continue to be a beloved amenity. It's still the main street of Upper Marion every Saturday. Residents and vendors are both very excited. And just to emphasize again, same thing as last year, you know, farmers markets, including ours, they're not a nice to have, but they're a critical part of our local economy and our food system. And they will be critical to our community's resilience in the face of new challenges. That's all I got.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nice. I'll lead off by just the appreciation to this team that you're out there every week that the market's open, volunteering and helping and behind the scenes work that you're doing. I would say that probably this board is the most active as far as that participation that you put into being a part of the board that you serve on, that you rank the top for that participation. I especially appreciate the community gathering space that's created, that third space, like you were saying, Beth, that it's so important to us for community connection and having the farmers market. It's multiple benefits. It's fresh local goods that you can get. It's meeting with your neighbors. It's opportunities to come and participate on different levels if you wanted to do that. There's so many opportunities that are presented to you just because of this farmer's market, and it's just a wonderful place. It's hard to believe that we're going into the 17th season. Carol and I were part of that, the committee,
the original
that started this farmer's market, and we had no idea where it was going to end up being. Mm-hmm. It was completely a volunteer organization back then, and then it got turned over to the township, and just so proud that it's at this point now that our brainchild has survived. It's just wonderful for our community. And then Lauren Dare, you became a volunteer early on, being in stages of the market. Of course, Eric, you were there from almost the very beginning. I think you missed maybe a season or two at the very beginning, yeah, but then
the partial season.
Yeah, just a partial season. Yeah, you came on pretty early on. So that's a long-term commitment to something that's beloved to us, that it's important, and we want it to succeed. And I think 17 years speaks for itself, that's long-standing.
We can finally say we have a good market. Like, we don't have to worry about, like you said, vendors are coming to us now. Mm-hmm. We were always like, how do we find more of this? How do we find... And it seems like we're established. well-established, well-liked.
I guess it's been as long now under township control as it was with the original committee.
Yeah. Is it really?
Because it was about 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about while you were talking about the survey responses, it may be also the vendor response, because there's such great communication with the team, with Jasmine and Sarah and Rachel. Like, they communicate so well with all the vendors. Right. On a regular basis, that they might have felt like, I don't really need
What's to
respond because they know exactly how I feel. Like, I'm talking to them all the time.
That's definitely a potential reason.
Or they've been there for, we've been here 7 years. Yeah, we're perfectly happy. You know we're happy.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to the two people who came up with the idea in the first place. Erica Spott and Kelly Manili. Mm-hmm. They were at some kind of a party and they were talking and said, gee, we should have a farmer's market. And they were the two that invited 8 other people, mm-hmm. of which we were 2 of them. And that's the original group of 10 who set this off. And over the years, I remember going to county meetings because we were fighting with the county, with the health department, because they wanted us to have hand washing systems there. And we got that, well, not just we, but a lot of other farmers markets were there too, and they finally agreed to back off on those requirements. So it's been a really interesting thing to watch. A lot of us were much more involved in it in previous years, and it's just so nice to see that there's so many more people who are willing to pick up the gauntlet. And maybe that's not the word.
Honestly,
but
don't do that much.
Well, the team really is working.
Yeah. It's still it takes a lot of volunteers. It still does. So, thank you all for keeping it going.
Keeping it going.
We enjoy it also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We like markets. It's a passion project.
I jotted down November 21st for the chili cook-off.
Yep.
It's already in my calendar.
We have to wash our aprons before
November. But no zucchini 500 this year?
Oh.
Okay.
I'll make them.
I just want to make sure I didn't miss something.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, the track is done, right?
And we were getting those people who were coming weren't really purchasing from the vendors. They were really just coming to the and unfortunately the vendors did not fare very well.
And the
it
track
was a distraction.
Having been
yeah.
assembled and disassembled
so many
16
times.
Times.
We would have to build a whole new track.
We were talking about, did we want to go ahead and build a new one? Mm-hmm. And the interest just didn't seem to be there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it didn't seem like patrons were asking about it, that it wasn't really missed, that we didn't know what the reaction was going to be. But
yeah. And not that we wouldn't bring it back ever. That's, you know, just if people
yeah.
are like, what
if
happened
people really
to
wanted
that?
It,
really
I guess
want
we
it.
Could.
Like, yeah,
I think you're right.
That.
I think what we did is we tried, let's not say anything. And nobody really said anything. Like, a couple parents came up and asked, but it wasn't a huge shout out, like, all right, we'll bring it back next year, because we knew the track was dead and we had to, you know, consider options of how we're going to buy a new one, get Home Depot.
Participation was waning also, so.
Okay.
I know
we ran down the other end. I never really saw.
Yeah, I noticed that from judging them. So.
Okay.
But I would also like to especially thank Tina and the Board of Supervisors for providing the pavilion. I think that's made the vendors very happy. I think it's made the patrons, like, we're all,
the site is amazing.
A great space to meet.
I think that was
and you've got that overflow tent. It just works so well for everyone.
And the farm.
And the farm, ice cream.
It just was amazing. It's a great spot.
It's where people still love to come to see, like, I grew up here, and I used to come as a child to see the animals when it was still a private dairy farm. So,
yeah, the farmer's market should be at the farm.
At the farm.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect partnership.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're reaching the tail end of your allotted time, so I don't know if there's any last comments that anyone on the board would like to make. And just our appreciation to all of you, that we just appreciate you keeping this sustainable and ongoing and such a wonderful part of our community, and it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you all for supporting it.
Yeah.
We know you support it.
Thank you.
At this point, we will have a brief recess, and then we'll be back in a few moments with the next board.